AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
From CNN's Abby Phillip comes her debut book, A Dream Deferred: Jesse Jackson and the Fight for Black Political Power. A triumphant new look at Jesse Jackson's presidential campaigns of the 1980s and how they changed American politics. Available now wherever books are sold.
Genuinely Grace, welcome to the Natural Health and Sobriety Show on UK Health Radio. So a huge welcome to Tabitha James-Cran, friend and leading best in the world hairdresser. How are you?
Thank you very much.
You're beautiful. So kind, you look amazing. How gorgeous are you?
Thank you. Well, back at you. Aww. So are you. You look fab, Janie. I haven't seen you for way too long. It's very lovely to be on the chat with you today.
It has been a long time. We should probably just share briefly how we met, because our kids are a similar age and we met many years ago on an organic perfume making course.
I was thinking about that the other day. Right back in the day when I was actually still pulling the brand together.
Yeah,
that was about what was that, about 2012, 2013,
Something like that, I think. That's right.
Long time ago.
Yeah. And I was kind of on my quest for finding, you know, a hairdresser who would do things properly, naturally. So it was amazing when you came into my life. and we've done lots of stuff together, you know, over the years. But of course, as you say, since then, in addition to being an incredible organic hairdresser who people travel for miles to see, it's a shame you can't clone yourself, to be fair.
Oh, God, I wish.
If you could, that would be great. But anyway, people come for miles to see Tabitha. But also now you have this incredible brand with beautiful products. And you know, really, it's the only one that I recommend because it's just completely pure and amazing. But let's just track it all back and let's just talk generically about how it all got started for you and why it became important for you to think about, you know, sort of detoxing your skincare and hair care, because they are connected, aren't they?
For sure. 100%. And my whole ethos now and everything that I sort of teach and support people with is all around, you know, all of it really, because it's just so important what we're putting on our skin, what we're putting on this mouth. This was the big thing for me. I had been a hairdresser. It started back in 1999 when I was pregnant with my eldest son, Felix, who's now working in the business as well, actually, 25 years old. 26 years old, actually, he was recently. I was pregnant with him and I was in a meeting with my midwife, just, you know, normal meeting. And she said, so you're a hairdresser, Tabitha, you need to stop colouring your hair while you're pregnant. And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm a hairdresser. I know about this. Of course, you know, what we're told in the hairdressing industry is that our hormones, you know, a woman's hormones might change when she's pregnant. And therefore what she puts, you know, when you put color on, maybe it doesn't take properly because of the hormone shift. So there's a big thing in itself. That's what I knew. And she said, no. Do you not realize this is a mouth? Think about it. Every single hair on your head.
Your scalp you're pointing to. Yeah.
I'm pointing the scalp, yes. So she said, every single hair on your head has a blood supply to the follicle. Each hair's in a little bulb, and that's called the follicle. And there's a blood supply that goes to each hair in that follicle bulb. And she said, and that blood supply is a direct line straight into your bloodstream. It's therefore obviously that works both ways. So what you're putting here is going to be absorbed into your body and into your bloodstream, into the placenta and into your unborn child. And I was like, whoa, why has nobody told me that before? You know, it was one of those light bulb moments from which I couldn't turn back. It
Yeah.
was an easy shift for, okay, right, okay, well, I know what to do for me. I know what to do for my unborn child. But what about what I do every day in my work? How can I just go back and carry on when I now know
Poisoning
that you can't
people,
unknow
yeah.
it?
Totally.
Quite.
Yeah.
So,
The same for me actually was it was when I got pregnant with my first child. It wasn't a midwife told me, but I was at, I sort of found out from books and stuff and very quickly realized I needed to go on a completely different journey.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. So I started to look at, I mean, it's very difficult with hair color, which is why I haven't made hair color yet. My brand needs to be bigger, but it's hopefully in my lifetime I get that far. And I hope the brand goes on without me afterwards still to get there, because color is a really important part of this conversation for me. However, it costs like tens of millions to do it, and I'm just not at that place yet. So what I did in my salon straight away was just change how we color, how we work. We don't use harsh synthetic chemicals on the scalp at all. So we design in ways that we blend with what's going on naturally. You don't have to be gray, you can be any color you like, but we like to work with what's going on. And we've got special products that we've been using for years that are much more gentle, that have been proven safe when you've got cancer, for example. And that's all that we'll put on the skin. So it's very much about our approach, is a very holistic approach to how we color hair. And we just think about the whole body in that process.
Yeah,
But
I'm
what I've
just sorry, carry on.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, just talking about hair generally, aside from color, can we just from a really basic perspective, just talk about a little bit more about this whole idea of how important what we put on our hair is, whether it's a shampoo or or whatever. Can we just talk a bit more about that? Because I just don't think most people realize. I mean, I don't think I did all those years ago. Just like all those years ago, I didn't realize that the skin is the largest organ, and what you put on the skin goes within. And so many of us, when we ditch the booze, it's like, okay, so I'm not putting that toxic liquid in, but then we carry on putting all the other toxins in because we just
Yeah,
don't realize.
no, quite. And as you say, our skin is our biggest organ. It is another mouth anyway. You know, 60 to 80% of what we put on the skin is absorbed through into the body. So what I started to realize was that color was very, very important, but most people have their hair colored every 3 months, every couple of months at the most. Hopefully not more than that. And I couldn't go there yet, but I started to think, well, but actually, what's the basic routine for hair care? Because obviously hair was my area initially. And I started to realize that the thing that we use the most is shampoo. And then I started to look at, well, what's in a shampoo, and realized the chemicals in a shampoo were even worse, really, than what's in color, because of the amount of use
Yeah, the
that we
cumulative
use them.
effect.
Exactly. It's the whole business of, a lot of people washing their hair every day with essentially a bottle that the formulation is the same as molecularly the base of a shampoo is designed to be a degreasant. Yeah, so we degrease our hair. When you degrease the hair, the body has a reaction to that because you've stripped away all the natural oil. The body says, hold on a minute, there's meant to be oil there. So it's pumping oil back from inside the body to create grease on the scalp, so the hair needs to be washed again. That process in itself is really disruptive for the body, because where do you think the moisture is coming from to make enough oil to be greasy on your scalp every day? Which a lot of people have that issue.
The station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
So there's that aspect to it. But then I started to look at the actual detergents and the labs, four different. I went through four labs before I could find a lab that would help me to reinvent the base formulation. Because what they said is, okay, Tabitha, what lovely organic ingredients would you like to put into our base? I'm
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
what's
And
in
but the
your
base is
base?
still full of crap. Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm like, what's in that base? And when they said, oh no, that's just, that's the base detergent, same as the other stuff. I'm like, but you've just told me that that's the same as industrial floor cleaner or engine
Exactly.
degreasant. I'm like, no, I'm not going to have people massage that in near their brain. What are we doing here? That's just crazy.
Yeah.
So So it's very disruptive because it's so strong. It's very astringent. Stripping has a really harsh effect on the body, making our bodies produce oil. The reason we don't notice that it's so bad is because there are lots of fillers put into the shampoo, for example, to sort of make it, if you can comb your hair once you've just shampooed and your shampoo is making your hair combable, there is definitely plastic in it.
Yeah.
What's making it combable is plastic. And sadly, what's done, some of these fillers are liquid plastic emulsions, which are a ground down formula of ground down plastic granules that are put into a liquid that then gives this lovely slip and shine and combability,
Yeah.
manageability, apparently. But actually, it really isn't good for the hair at all anyway. It's absolutely not good for us, because it's going into this mouth, and it's really, really bad for the environment, because the worst thing is that that is then getting washed down the plug hole.
Yeah.
And of course, it's going into the local water system, and our water gets recycled, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So our local water plant is recycling that water and bringing it back. And I've spoken to many people who work at these water plants, and they say there is no way that those nanoparticles of plastics can be filtered out.
Yeah.
So they're coming back in our drinking water.
Yeah. So at this point, let's just pause for a second and just in case anybody's new to any of this stuff, let's just kind of catch people up on a really important piece of what you're saying, which is is something I spoke about a lot in my first book, which, by the way, it's nearly 20 years since I did Imperfectly Natural Woman. Can you believe that? I'm gonna have to have an anniversary next year. 20 years, 20. I was so ahead of my time banging on about this shit 20 years ago. But one of the main things that I was trying to get across back then when I wrote that first book was that people need to look not for what's in something, but what's not in it.
Not in
Because
it.
even now, the amount of people that say to me, "Oh, you'd be really proud of me. I've got an organic shampoo, or I've got an organic face cream, and it's got lots of Manuka honey in it, or it's got tea tree oil, or it's got this, or it's got chamomile." Oh, that's absolutely lovely. I'm really glad you got that lovely aroma of chamomile. But what else is in it? And then when you go and have a look, as you say, it's got that base of all the sulfates and detergents and engine grease or whatever the hell. But that's not talked about. It's what we call greenwashing, isn't it? Because over the last few years, what's happened is people have decided they want to tick the sustainability box, and they want
It's
to
got much worse in the
it
last 5 years.
much worse.
Yeah,
Well, now
yeah.
you see, everyone's kind of
Suddenly,
focusing on.
everyone's sustainable.
Everyone's saying, "Oh, this company is we do carbon offsetting. It's vegan friendly. It's cruelty free." I mean, all those things are fantastic. I mean, God,
Of course.
I would hope so. I don't want to bloody buy anything that's cruel to animals. Of course I don't. But just because it's cruelty free doesn't mean it doesn't still have a load of shit in it. So people are still not putting these basics together, which is what you've just said, which is actually what you need to look for is what is not
Not.
in it. And there are very few companies, even now with skincare, with hair care, I think it's probably only you, but with hair, with skincare, there are more, a lot more than when I wrote that book
Yes,
20
oh yeah,
years
for
ago.
sure. Yeah.
But you still do have to be really careful. You have to look at what's not in the product. So this is why it's so difficult for consumers to know what they're buying, isn't it? It's
Yeah,
really hard.
it is. And
Really
I'm
hard.
out there in the marketplace. I'm out there up against brands that are calling themselves organic when they're really not.
Yeah, which it must be hugely frustrating for you.
I worked very, very hard with my shampoo to get this badge, which
Which is
is
Cosmos.
certification from the Soil Association and Cosmos.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
It was virtually impossible to get it in a shampoo. I mean,
Yeah, because it
the as
includes water.
the Exactly. And they're tightening up and changing all the regs all the time. It is so difficult to
Yeah.
get, but it is, the point is, as you say, exactly, is it's what's not in the product that's so
Exactly.
important. It's what we're
Exactly.
not doing.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I just wanted to mention, so we've got like our detergent base, which is really harsh. We've got liquid plastics, emulsions. These are things like polymers,
Yeah.
copolymers,
Yeah.
acetates.
Yeah.
You know those words relate to plastic, so poly, polymer,
Polly anything, yeah.
polyethylene, poly,
Yeah. Yeah.
you know then it's a plastic base. But the other thing is that there are phthalates, another thing called
Yes.
phthalates, which is phthalates. They don't call them phthalates, but if you Google what phthalates are, these are ingredients that make the plastic stick. So it
Yeah.
either sticks, makes the body lotion slippy, stick to the skin, makes it the conditioner stick to the hair, etc. These things are known hormone disruptors.
Hormone
They are
disruptors,
banned in many countries
absolutely.
around the world
Yeah.
for being directly hormone disrupting. When you think about half the planet washing their hair every day,
Yeah.
and that people talk a lot more about hormones than they used to. It's one of the most basic products that we use, our shampoo,
Yeah.
but there is so much rubbish in it that's really, really affecting us, and we didn't realize that that was going on. And for me, I've just been on a mission ever since I found out, really, to try and raise that awareness.
Yeah.
Now I'm also working with the Soil Association and Cosmos as an ambassador, actually, for other brands as well. So that symbol is a really one to look good if you're feeling lost. That's a great one to look out for when it comes to skincare as well.
Yeah,
You
exactly.
can, the
Yeah.
beautiful skincare, body care
Yeah, because
brands.
it's worth pointing out. I mean, I think most people are probably aware of the Soil Association with regard to food.
Yeah,
And,
but not with
we know
cosmetics.
that if we're looking for organic food, if something has a Soil Association accreditation, then it's really had to pass a lot of tests. I mean, again, that can be awkward because if you're at your local farmer's market, they may not have just not have the money to be
No,
able to
quite.
go to the Soil Association. So you've got to use a little bit of savviness. But for your average supermarket stuff, just because it says organic, I mean, be really careful unless it's got that Soil Association mark.
To use the word organic on a bottle, you need 2% organic ingredients.
Exactly. So the story that I so often tell when I'm talking about my first book is it was about shampoo, and I was many years ago, and we had an au pair come to live with us from Romania, and she thought she was coming to the affluent West. And this was a long time ago. She came into our house, and there's kind of like eco balls to do your washing, and bicarbonate of soda to clean the sink. And she's like, "What the hell is this?" But we very quickly kind of got her on board, and then after a couple of months, she bought me this present. She said, "I know you like organic things." I said, "Oh, thank you so much." And she hands me this bottle of shampoo that was not a brand I'd ever heard of, and it said organic aloe vera shampoo. So I thanked her politely, and then when she'd gone, turned it around and had a look at the ingredients. Well, that should have told me enough, because they went from the top of the very large bottle to all the way to the bottom. And then I look, and as you quite rightly say, right at the very bottom of the list of ingredients, it said something like 1% or 2% possibly organic aloe vera. And then everything else in the bottle was all the stuff you just mentioned. Preservatives, phthalates, poly this, poly that. I wouldn't put it anywhere near my hair if there was, I'd just use water and be done with it, right? But how could she not have been fooled? It's not her fault, right?
I
This is
get
the
fooled.
issue.
I'm a formulator now, and I get fooled. It's a blooming minefield. It's really, really tricky.
Yeah, it is.
It is, but it is. It is also just so important, I think, for our health and our well-being to do less. I encourage everyone just to be able to wash their hair less too, because the
Yeah,
other thing is
exactly. When
we
I first met
absolutely
you,
don't need to do that. We don't need to wash our hair every
exactly.
day.
I loved that when I first met you and found that you were telling clients, do not wash your hair every day or even every other day.
No.
As you were saying, I think people get into a habit because the hair feels greasy,
Of
but it
course.
isn't really.
Well, it is. It can be greasy at the time because it's producing too much oil,
But
too
until it
much
gets
sebum
balances
on the
itself
scalp,
again.
because it's in a overproduction state, because it's been overstimulated, because we've overstimulated the scalp, the body is producing too much oil. So you have to train yourself off that. So when somebody starts using something like my shampoo or my hair cleanser, which is like a shampoo replacement, that's designed to slow down that overproduction of oil, but you have to meet yourself where you are. So if you do shampoo every day, you use it every day to begin with, because it's the product that will talk to your body, if that makes sense, and have a conversation that calms everything down again. Because there's oil in it, it's like the law of similars. It's like using oil on a greasy skin. If you're putting oil on the skin, a pure oil, this is not a synthetic one, because if there's silicones, not the same conversation at all. But if it's a pure oil that you're putting on the face, you're telling the skin there's enough oil here, and the skin goes, oh, okay, I don't need to make more, it calms down.
Yeah,
And it's the
yeah.
same with the scalp. So The product needs to talk to your body. So you start daily, start every other day, whatever your rhythm is, meet your with your with any sort of gentle product, meet where you are and allow your body to find its natural equilibrium and calm down. And that might take a few months.
Yeah.
So yep, I would allow yourself a full month of cell renewal in the body. It's like if you change your skincare, anything new, always allow your body at least a whole month cell renewal, just for the slightest shift. But to get a real shift that you want to see, you might need 3 months. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. When you stick with it, you'll start to go, you know what, wake up in the morning and think, this feels great. I don't need to wash my hair. Yeah. And you're off. And then then you can sort of, you know, go to another day and then do that for a few months, et cetera, until you reach a point where you can wash your hair once or twice a week. Janie, these days I have to remind myself, and sometimes I'm like, sometimes I'm at nearly 2 weeks. And I'm like, damn it, I wash my hair. I must wash my hair.
Well, I'm the same. You know, I'm the same. But the other fabulous product that you have is the dry shampoo, which I literally could not live without. your dry shampoo is amazing. And just tell us a bit about that, because it kind of, you know, that will get you past the bad hair days, basically.
Yeah. So I'll show you on mine if you like. I'll demonstrate how to use it. But dry shampoo is great because if you are having those in between washes days, where and you are producing too much oil and you just got that feeling, then a dry cleaner is a great way to do it. Before I demonstrate this, I'll show you how to do it on mine. I would say don't do it when you're dressed, wearing a black jacket, not the best time, because you will get a bit of dust on your shoulder. Don't worry too much about that today for me. But you know, this idea of, you know, if we think about how much water we use, you know, the biggest use of carbon in our homes is hot water and heating, right? So in terms of energy efficiency in our homes, in terms of just generally being more in tune with using less, it would be far better if we could come up. I feel like in the future, the most important commodity on this planet is going to be water, right? So we've all got to start looking after our water better. Yeah. And so not using toxic chemicals, flushing them down the sink is becoming even more and more important. But our contribution to not washing our hair is, we just don't need to. So let's all do it a bit less. Mm. You know, even down to with clothes washing as well. I mean, I know you and I have had so many of these conversations over the years, but, you know, wear wool, leave it outside to air. It doesn't need to be washed. Wear more natural fabrics. All that kind of stuff. But anyway, dry shampoo is a great way of slowing down how often you are needing to wash your hair. So this one is a spray. And have I picked up the right one here? Actually, no, let's pick up that one. That's an empty one. That's not very helpful. There we go. So you're literally just spraying into the it's a powder, not a... not like the leading brand of dry shampoo leaves the hair feeling very sticky. What this one does is just absorbs any traces of oil, but it also, can you see how it's just sort of lifted that side of my head slightly and volumized as well? Mm-hmm. It's really great for styling, setting your hair in. It's just like if you've just blow dried your hair, you can put it in to give it body texture. Yeah. If you've got like a little bit of shine starting to show at the root, you can just literally spray it in, shake it in, and immediately it will absorb that oil and just gives you a lovely cooling feeling on the scalp as well. So it's really great. If you're a heavy duty user like you, Joni, I think you use this version.
I'm a heavy duty user. But on that note of not washing your hair too often, the other really interesting thing there is, you know, obviously, you know, four kids all going through teenage phases in the last few years. What people also forget is that when you're washing your hair every day, that's all dripping down on your face and making acne worse. You know, it's another thing that everyone forgets. So they'll say, oh, I've changed my skincare and I'm being really good with my skincare now. Oh, yeah, but you're still washing your hair every day with shampoo that's not very good. So you have to take that into account as well. So it's a complete win-win, isn't it, if you do it less?
But also what you are... I work a lot with facialists and who recommend switching to, you know, people who are recommending better skincare, cleaner skincare, are also recognizing that, of course, if you're using a harsh chemical here, a lot of people's hair is their dirty secret, right, in terms of chemicals. Yes. If you're using really harsh chemicals here, well, of course, that's affecting this.
Exactly.
I referenced earlier about stripping the scalp, but of course, so if you're first making all that moisture for here, that is going to be dehydrating the face. It's also going to be putting chemicals inside here that, of course, will show up here when the body's detoxifying. It is, you know, that stuff is going to be showing up here on the face as well.
Really
so
is.
It's so interesting, but our bodies are really intelligent and really clever. And if we leave them alone a bit, they tend to find their own balance.
it's
really
exactly.
about every, really like what you referenced earlier, what's not in product is so much more important almost
it
than
is.
What is. I mean,
sorry, carry on. No, carry on.
I was just going to say, I mean, we choose to use all of our grown ingredients are certified organic. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's about the plant, the
that's
farm
amazing.
Where it's grown.
Yeah.
That we want to harness the highest quality ingredients. We want those natural ingredients to be truly natural, and we can only authenticate that by saying they're organic or making sure they're organic, they're all certified. But when those ingredients are harvested, there's no chemicals added then in the processing of the product either, the processing of the ingredient. Then when we have them mixed or mix them ourselves in our manufacturing, there's still not any chemicals added, so that the end result is a product, is a bottle that's truly organic. We want that because we want potency. I believe in using a little bit of potent ingredients from nature. We're using the best from nature. It's highly potent. It's highly functional. And it's almost a bit like, for me, how I think of it is a bit like, you know, how homeopathy. You're taking a little bit of something that's really stimulating your body to respond. And it's the same when you're using really pure natural ingredients on your face, on your body, on your hair. You're just having this very different conversation with your body where it's stimulated to react in a positive way and find its own balance.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. It is that balance point and giving yourself your body time to sort of get used to something different. Whenever I recommend, when people are kind of starting out on this journey, and it's interesting because so many people, they quit alcohol and then they start to think, oh, actually, I do care about what I'm putting in my body now. I'm going to start to think about it. And often it's for the first time. And so I'll often recommend a natural deodorant. It's a great place to start, right? Yeah. Rather than, you know, hideously toxic chemicals in most deodorants. But I always say to people, you're not going to be able to go from day, you know, literally day one after you've been banging on antiperspirant for 30 years. You're not going to be, you know, it's not going to all work out good on day one. Your body needs a little bit of time to get used to the fact that, okay, I haven't got all that chemical shit coming in. I've got to allow time to adjust. So don't do it when you're rushing into town and playing squash that night. You know, give yourself a bit of a break to get used to this stuff, really.
Allow your body time to rebalance and detox.
Rebalance.
Yeah,
exactly. What I really want to ask you about, Tabitha, because I've had this question from a couple of people, is about hair loss. So I have a friend who is, late 50s, and feels really alarmed that it feels as though her hair has gone really thin and is you know, falling out effectively. So talk to us a bit about hair loss and what causes it, what happens, and I know that there's the whole holistic picture and you have to look at the nutrition and everything else, but what would your view be?
This is why I've been banging on today so much about hormones and hormone disruptors and hormone disrupting behavior here, because for me it's long-term use of chemically laden products on the whole body. But especially here, that is having that that's causing imbalance in our hormones. Hair loss is almost always hormone related.
Is it? That's interesting.
Yeah. Almost
That's really
always
interesting.
Hormones. Yeah.
Right.
And so that bombardment of hormone, you know, attacking our hormones essentially through years of traditional products, cosmetic products, is having an effect on our hormones, and it's only just coming to light. I'm working with a lot of functional medicine, functional medics these days, talking with a lot of health and wellness practitioners who are really starting to understand that link, and because they're seeing it coming back, they're seeing when they're sort of talking with people about what they're using, it's coming back you know, the same repeated harsh chemical products that they're using, and they really feel like that those are the things that are destabling hormones, right, which then in turn will cause hormone hair loss. Even for male pattern baldness, which is again hormonal, you know, that's a testosterone imbalance that's causing that. It's, you know, it can still be affected by this bombardment of chemicals.
A
lot of guys will wash their hair twice a day if they're going to the gym, especially. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're sort of shower in the morning, wash the hair in the evening, wash the hair. One of the things that men suffer with more than anything is that sort of flakiness. Mm. You know, and so the best selling shampoos designed for dandruff.
They've never had dandruff. Harsh and terrible.
Exactly. They've never had dandruff. This is, the skin has been stripped within an inch of its life. It's so dehydrated, it's flaking. Yeah. And that flakiness is not dandruff, it's dry skin. Oh, and that's caused by the harshness of the chemicals in the first place.
Right.
So there's just so much wrong in what we're doing externally. And again, by not using harsh chemicals, you're just getting calm, balance, and things start to settle down. Yeah. Now, when you're already at a point of hair loss, I think it's about looking at, you know, the whole holistic picture. I think anyone who's suffering with hair loss, I would say it's really important that they think about cleaning up the cosmetic use that they're choosing to use at the moment. I would then say that working with someone on hormones, but in a way that somebody, there aren't many people in the country, but there are a few starting to appear who are less inclined just to sort of give you the prescription for automatic prescription for HRT, and I'm more prepared to work with you on getting, you know, looking at your bloods, looking at your balance, looking at what's going on in your actual body, and being able to diagnose and prescribe you. Maybe it's food, maybe it's a few supplements to get your balance right so that your hormones are stabilizing. Sure. And then, do you see what I mean? Just sort of taking a gentler approach so that you get to balance can sometimes be enough to shift that.
Yeah.
And have things start to go backwards again.
Yeah, absolutely.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's so much that we could cover here. Mm-hmm. We'll open up to questions in a moment for our little Sober Club exclusive session. But just before we do that, Tabitha, let's just do a kind of overview then for people who, you know, perhaps they do feel their hair is getting thinner, or they are concerned about hair loss or whatever. You would say, you know, a good place to start. I mean, obviously, if you can see a functional medicine doctor, sort things out hormonally, fantastic. Obviously, the diet has got to be considered as well. It really has.
Of course, 100%. Yeah.
You know, certain supplementation might be needed. Yeah. But in terms of the what we do topically, literally start with getting rid of the toxic load, because that's what it is, isn't it?
It is toxic load. It is. Yeah.
And I think, you know, also it's worth saying as well at this point that, you know, one of the things I used to bang on about all the time when I used to do my talks about natural skincare, I could kind of sense kind of people thinking, oh, God, well, you know, well, what's she talking about? You know, my old mum used cold cream, you know, and lived to 95. But that was probably all she used. Right. Mm. It's
the combination.
It's not the one bottle, is it, of anything that's going to actually kill you?
Basic routine involves like hundreds of chemicals these days. But you think.
Yeah,
toothpaste, deodorant, perfume,
exactly.
Anything that's
got a nightmare.
Any of your skincare, hair care, if there's the word fragrance or parfum on the back of the bottle, run a mile.
Yeah.
Because where they're sneaking in endless chemicals.
Well, I remember reading years and years ago that when I was researching my first book, that when we see the word perfume, and everything has perfume in it, because if it didn't, you wouldn't be using it. You know, it would be terrible. But when I realized that what I thought that meant when I saw it on the back of a bottle was, oh, they've got a couple of drops of something in there. You know, I'm sure it's something lovely. But actually, it means you can add up to 200 different synthetic fragrances without needing to list anything. You just wrap it all up with one word, parfum.
And that's because of the laws around fragrance, isn't it? It's because back in the day, the fragrance houses obviously protecting perfumes.
Yeah.
They were allowed to, so they not disclosed what they are. Which is perfectly understandable, but that's been hijacked by every cosmetic company just going, ooh, parfum, fragrance, there we go.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's how they get the nasties in sometimes too, so particularly things like the phthalates.
Exactly. So back to where we were then. So in terms of the topical application, we need to start with getting rid of the toxic stuff. So we need to switch to, washing our hair less often is a really good place to start.
Big place to start. It's, you know, if you take nothing from what I've said today, but you wash your hair one day less a week, you're on to a winning streak. You're making shifts and going down that road over time and increasing it. That will make a huge difference.
Yeah.
If you're using something, I mean, you know, I've designed this to make the hair feel better from day one. That was the point of the exercise. I'm a hairdresser. I've got a salon and we run on nothing else. It's got to work. It's got to feel amazing. We're working at it's a high-end salon, very high level. I want the very best for my guests. So the products have to work.
The other thing
I meant to just bring into that is oiling.
Yeah, I was just about to talk
hair,
about oil.
Something we didn't mention yet.
Exactly. Yeah, I was going to talk about that because ever since I wrote that first book 20 years ago, I've been such a fan of oils. And back in the day, I would go and have an aromatherapy massage or something. And I remember the very first time the woman came towards my face with some oil. Oh God, no, don't do that. I've got really greasy skin. She said, no, trust me, it's fine. And I very quickly learned that actually oils are just absolutely the best. So I very rarely use any creams actually now. I use oil for everything.
Yeah. The pre-oiling hair. Do you remember like stories of old where women used to brush their hair 100 strokes a day?
100 strokes.
Grandmothers.
That's the other thing. You taught me all about hair brushing. I was using
hair brushing is a wonderful thing to do. It's such a lovely ritual for self-care as well, because it has to be a natural bristle brush. And for anyone who's vegan, use a wood-based brush. But it's about absorbing the oil and moving it through the hair. And when the more balanced it gets, you know, the less, you know, that seems horrible. It's really good. You can actually, if your hair looks greasy at the roots, you can actually brush it with a bristle brush and brush away the oil.
So you're pulling really the oils down to where they're needed, aren't you?
But our hair needs oil. It should have, like, my hair is very pale in color, but it shines because it's got the natural oil all the way through the hair.
Yeah.
And that is because that's when it's happy and healthy and balanced. So it's the smallest amount. So
I created this
oil that you use this very smallest amount. It's the same ingredients as a luxury facial oil because I wanted the very, very best. Because this, you know, is effectively, we should be using skincare on our hair too. Why would it be any different? It's just a little bit further back. This needs just the same love, care and attention. Think of this as cashmere. You absolutely wouldn't chuck it in the washing machine. You wouldn't chuck a cashmere jumper in the washing machine
every
day.
Exactly.
So don't do that to your hair.
Yeah, I love that. We should mention, by the way, that we have got a discount. I mean, your products are expensive. Let's be clear, because they're the best.
Because of the quality of the ingredients and the potency of those ingredients.
Exactly. But you don't need very much. And actually, it's an investment well worth making. And I think I mentioned my friend whose hair's falling out, when she told me the shampoo, the brand that she was using, which is just, you know, I get one of those brands that's all got up for the eye, but actually I looked at the ingredients on her behalf. I couldn't believe it. It's no more expensive than, it's no cheaper than yours. So I'm thinking, what on earth are you doing? But they've got fancy marketing, but it's greenwashing. It's so frustrating. Anyways, but we got a discount, so thank you for that, Tabitha.
So if you take anything from today, just the washing hair less is going to really help the hair. There's one other tip I'll give you when it comes to the hair. As I said, pre-oiling is my thing because I just want the tiniest amount of real oil that goes through the mid-lengths and ends. You sleep in it, wash the hair the next morning. But every single time you wash your hair as of today, never ever rub your shampoo through the length of your hair, okay? Because that's taking away moisture. It's not necessary. When you're washing your hair, focus on washing your roots
the top bit.
And your scalp. Well, no, all underneath here, the back of the head, but you don't need to rub it through your length.
Right.
Because you just want to moisturize that. You want a pure conditioner and you want to just get moisture into the hair, not take it away. So that in itself will also make a massive difference to the quality of your hair.
Yeah, Brilliant.
Just two good tips to give away there.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got a discount code, which is JLGSC, as in Janie Lee Grace Sober Club. So you need to do that in capitals.
JLGSC. And that's 22% discount off, which is, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. 22% discount. So it's JLGSC22, but I'll put that in notes and everything else.
And whilst just to add one more thing, because you said, you quite rightly say, you know, I mean, as a small brand, I can't make them cheaper yet. I hope as I grow, I'll be able to make, you know, more products that become and bring that price point down. But we are a small British made company. Everything's made in the UK. We're very, very, that's very important to us that we get that quality. But also the more you're using it, because it's changing your body, you're using it less. So ultimately you're using a little bit of something from nature, but it lasts. The products really last. So you will find your first bottle will go quicker, your second one will last longer, etc., etc. So you do get to a point where you're just then using something that's just beautiful and good for you, feels nice.
Exactly.
To use.
And you know, one of the things that when we've
all part of the slow hair movement, Jamie.
Well, totally. And you know, when we've quit alcohol, those of us who've ditched the booze, you know, we want our lovely sober hair. And we know we've got to put the effort in, because you start to take care of yourself. I've had so many clients who it's the first time really that they've started to think about, you know, obviously changing their diet a bit and thinking about supplements, but also starting to think, well, what am I putting on my skin? Because so much skincare has got bloody alcohol in it. For starters, I'm not drinking it. I don't want it on my skin either. Right. So, you know, it's exciting when people are, you know, first starting to get on this path. And so, you know, this is a great place to start. So thank you so much, Tabitha. Just give us the website to go to order the products with that discount.
So it's tabithajamescran.com, tabithajk.com. Yeah, you'll find
Brilliant.
Me.
Yeah, I'll put that on the show
will
notes.
You put it
well.
In your...
I'll put all that on the post and on the podcast notes and everything. So it's JLGSC22. That's capital letters for the letters. So it's tabithajamescran.com and the discount code JLGSC22. And the letters are in capitals. JLGSC22. And yeah, treat yourself. You know, I don't say this to make money. I say this because I can't live without some of those products. Tabitha's, well, all of it really, but particularly the 4-in-1 conditioner is just a game changer. The hair oil I absolutely love, and I do use it as a facial oil if I'm traveling or whatever. I just pop that in my bag. The dry shampoo, as Tabitha mentioned, I really can't live without for a bad hair day, as I'm sure you've all noticed if you've met me. It really is great stuff. So yeah, check out those products. And I will do more on skincare as well. I realise there's lots and lots of questions around skincare, and we may as well bring that as into part of what we're doing. You know, it's been a part of my work for such a long time. I may as well kind of incorporate all of that as well.
You've been listening to the Natural Health and Sobriety Show on UK Health Radio.